Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I believe that the Lord has really been ministering to people this week. I just have enjoyed it. You know, I can remember times that I was in services and was so impacted that after the service was over, everybody would just leave, and Jamie and I just sit there like, how can people just move? Man, we're in the presence of God. I don't know if other people got it, but I got it. And you know what? I feel like there's people that have been impacted that way this week, that they know that God has been here and that God has been touching lives. You know, we've had 15 people born again, over 250 received the baptism of the Holy Spirit this week. Praise the Lord. We had that lady that was healed of multiple sclerosis last night that Ashley and Carly and Melinda were praying for. And she was unable to walk. She had a dropped foot and she couldn't walk on carpet. Hadn't walked in carpet for over 10 years. She gave her testimony to Karen, I heard, and she got that on tape. And then she put her friend in her wheelchair and pushed her up and down the aisle. Isn't that great? We had a lady with bad knees that was able to walk without pain. She had been that way since she was in her early 20s. She could barely walk three steps. She ran up six flights of stairs yesterday. We've had curvature of the spine healed, and they gained 1 to 2 inches in height since they were healed. Man, that's awesome. Heart pain after a heart transplant has been totally gone. Stage 4 cancer has been healed. Fibromyalgia has been healed. We had a lady that somehow heard about the testimony of the woman that was healed of multiple sclerosis, and she had multiple sclerosis, and somebody brought her today, and she got prayer. And says, as we prayed with her and declared she received healing and walked without her cane, holding the prayer minister's hand, and then she ran faster, and then she walked alone and back and forth, and she's praising God. So we've seen a bunch of people healed of different things. Isn't that great? Praise God. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 1. This is my last message in this series. And as I've said, how many of you are new? This is the first service you've made all week. Could I see your hand? Praise God. Still got probably close to 100 people. I started a series in Orlando back in February and preached on how to find God's will. And then I went to Atlanta and taught on how to follow God's will, how to hear His voice, how to be led by the Spirit, and different things. And this series has been about how to fulfill God's will. And actually, in a way, this is the most important. It's hard to say what's most important because you can't fulfill God's will if you hadn't found it. So it's absolutely essential to find God's will and then learn how to listen to Him and follow His voice. But there are a lot of people that start out well and God reveals things to them, but they just fall by the wayside. Matter of fact, the majority of people, one of the statistics I quoted, 80% of ministers who start in the ministry are out of the ministry within 5 years. And then of the 20% left, 80% of those are ready to quit and give up. And so the statistics are that very few people ever finish their course with joy. They are struggling along the way. And we just have an opposition. There is a demonic opposition against us finishing. And it's not going to happen accidentally. It's not going to happen while you just enjoy life and float downstream. If you're going to finish your course, you're going to have to turn around, swim upstream. It's going to take some effort to go against the current. So I've been teaching on that. I taught on obedience. I taught on patience. And then I've been sharing out of Romans chapter 1 how that he said that there are things that we have to do to decrease what God has done in our life, to deaden ourselves to it and to walk away from it. And so I'm turning this around and saying, if you will not do these things, instead, if you will do the opposite of those things, you can continue in the things of God. You can keep the vision of God fresh in your heart. And this is what I've been teaching on. If you've missed any of this, please get all of the teaching. We have the two previous Gospel Truth seminars where I taught on how to find and how to follow God's will. And you need this whole thing. It'll be tremendous. But in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, he says there are four things here that people do to walk away from God, to decrease what God has done in their life. And the first thing it says in verse 21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. That's what I taught on last night. And then the second thing, they weren't thankful. And that's what I talked about today. I tell you, that was powerful. You need to maintain a thankful heart. And then the third thing he says is that their imagination became vain. They became vain in their imaginations. And let me just say again that these are not disconnected things. They're sequential. The first thing that happens is we let something else occupy our attention and we start valuing the opinion of other people, or we start valuing our house or our home, and we get misplaced values. And when that happens, then our value and glorification of God comes down in something else. And that's why we lose things. The next step is that you quit being thankful. And really, being thankful and glorifying God are very closely related. And I was talking today about that you can't truly glorify God unless you are thankful. You've got to be a thankful person. You've got to rehearse your victories. You've got to make monuments and remember the good things that God has done, or you will forget. It's our tendency to forget. And so those two things are related. And likewise, this thing about your imagination. Your imagination will automatically become vain. That doesn't mean it won't work. It means it'll work against you instead of for you. It'll begin to start imagining failure instead of imagining success. And it's just an inevitable sequence here. If you don't really put the worth and the value on God that you should, if you aren't appreciative of Him, if you are letting other things compete for that number one spot in your life, then you become unthankful. And then the next step is that you become vain in your imagination. Let me real quickly just spend a little bit of time talking about your imagination, because that's not clear to a lot of people. A lot of adults think that, you know, man, I don't want to talk about my imagination. I'm an adult. I don't fantasize. I don't do things like this. There's a difference between fantasy and imagination. As a matter of fact, I wrote down in my Bible here the definition of imagination. It says it's the process or power of forming a mental image of something not real or present. Now think about that. It's the process or the power of forming a mental image of something not real or present. Like, say, for instance, if I was to ask you what your house is like and say, how many doors do you have in your house? Most of you have never sat down and counted how many doors you have in your house. You haven't ever done that. But you know what? You have a mental image of your house, and you could sit there and in your mind count the doors. Let's just talk about outside exterior doors on the first floor if you have a multi-story house. How many doors do you have? You know what? You've never counted them, but you could sit there and in your mind, you could go and count the front door and the back door if there's a side door, and you can count it. You aren't seeing that with your physical eyes, but you've got an image on the inside. That's your imagination. The ability to see something with your mind or your heart that you can't see with your eyes. If I was to ask you directions, how do you get from here to the airport? Some of you don't have a clue. But if you had a clue, you know what you'd do? You'd say, well, you go out here and you turn left and you go to this light and you go down. Let's see, it's three lights. It's either three or four lights. You know what you're doing? You're looking at it. That's your imagination. Some people think, no, I don't have an imagination. You can't function without an imagination. You think in pictures. If I say apple, you don't see A-P-P-L-E. You see an apple. And some of you might see a green apple. Some of you might see a red apple. There's all kinds of different apples. And with my words, I could begin to describe it. And words would paint a picture for you. And you could see and picture that. But you know what? If you can't picture something, you can't understand it. You can't retain it. If you can't form a mental image, which is your imagination, you cannot understand something. This is the reason that when they write out instructions, they will give you written instructions, but they'll have illustrations there, because a picture is worth a thousand words. They can say join A to B, and you say, man, how do I know which one is A and B? But then you look at a picture and it's got the ends labeled, and all of a sudden you can see it. If you can picture it, then you can do it. This is why they build blueprints. We're in the process of building these buildings. And you know what? We have sat down for hours and looked at the auditorium. And we have thought about, no, I like it this way. And I like it this. And how tall do we want this to be? You know what we're doing? We're forming a mental image. If you can't see it, you can't build it. I built a deck on my house. And I'm not a builder, but I just thought I could do it. I just wanted the challenge of building a deck. And I built about a 4-level deck on my house. And I used to put a bucket out there and sit on this bucket. And for hours, I would look at that bare spot where the deck was going to go. And I didn't have a blueprint or anything. So I just looked at it and I was praying, how do I want this to be? And thinking about it. And how many braces do I want? And if they're 18 inches apart, how many do I need? And I'd sit there and I'd write this out. And you know what? I was picturing that. And once I saw it on the inside, then I went and built it. This is how they build houses. Some of you think that an imagination, I don't need an imagination, that's for little kids. No, an imagination, you can't function without it. You can't give directions without it. You couldn't remember how to get home if you didn't have an imagination. You have a picture of how things work. You can't explain anything. You know, this is why some people, if you don't have an imagination, this is why some people can't deal in abstract things such as mathematics. They struggle with mathematics because to them it's just numbers. They can't picture anything. But a good teacher, instead of saying 2 + 2 = 4. Now get this. Instead, what they'll do, they'll take 2 apples and they say, here's 2 apples. And then if you have 2 apples and if you can get a person to picture it and see something, all of a sudden they can understand how it works and they can see the relevance of it. But some people see, don't illustrate. This is what makes a good teacher is when you can paint a picture with words and get people to see things on the inside. But if you can't see it on the inside, you can't see it on the outside.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU21 titled Hope and Imagination when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to let all of you know that on November the 10th through the 14th, I'm going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a series of meetings. First of all, on Wednesday the 10th at 7:30 p.m., I'm going to be at the Shepherd's House in Lewisville, Texas. That's with Rich and Dorothy Van Winkle. Great friends of mine, and it'll be a good time. That's Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., the Shepherd's House. And then on the 11th through the 13th, I will be at the Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar that's located at Calvary Cathedral, 1701 Oakhurst Scenic Drive in Fort Worth. That's with Bob and Joy Nichols. And then I'll also be teaching at their church on Sunday morning at the 10 o'clock a.m. So remember these meetings, November the 10th through the 14th in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Come and be blessed.